AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. An Israeli airstrike has cut a main highway linking Lebanon with Syria. The airstrike led to the closure of a road near the Masna border crossing. That's where tens of thousands of people are fleeing war in Lebanon and have crossed into Syria over the past 2 weeks. At a news conference yesterday, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the U.S. is trying to make leaving Lebanon affordable.
The most that any American will pay for a seat on those flights is $283. And if they can't afford $283, if they don't have $283, we will provide them a loan from the U.S. government for the cost of that ticket on board one of the flights that we have organized. So we would urge any American citizen who wants to leave to take the advice that we are offering to register with our website, and we will reach out to them about flights that are available and work with them to try to get them on a flight they can afford.
The Labor Department released September's jobs numbers.
Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that hiring was at a decent pace in September, although momentum was lost slightly compared to the month before. Forecasters believe that employers added 140,000 jobs in September, a little less than the 142,000 jobs added to the economy in August, but still a decent number. The economy has been resilient despite the Federal Reserve's aggressive campaign to subdue inflation by raising interest rates 11 times in 2022 and 2023. Economists had expected that to cause a recession. It didn't. Last month, the Fed began cutting rates, in part to try to bolster the slowing job market. Donna Water, Washington.
Pakistani authorities have placed shipping containers on key roads and highways leading to the capital and suspended cell phone service in Islamabad. It's an attempt to prevent supporters of imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan from holding a rally seeking his release. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that prosecutors are reviewing new evidence in the Menendez brothers case.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing new evidence in the case of the Menendez brothers, who were convicted of killing their parents in their Beverly Hills mansion more than 35 years ago. Attorneys for 53-year-old Eric Menendez and his 56-year-old brother Lyle Menendez have asked a court to vacate their conviction. The brothers were given life sentences for fatally shooting their parents in 1989. The new evidence includes a letter written by Eric Menendez that his attorneys say corroborates the allegations that he was sexually abused by his father. A hearing is scheduled for November 29th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Work, classes, and flights went back to normal across Taiwan after Typhoon Krathon brought torrential rainfall to the island, but finally dissipated over a mountain range. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.